Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Throwback Thursday when we go back to 2007 to celebrate Phil Mickelson's victory at the TPC of Sawgrass. But let's get the good of the day today. We don't have to go back in time. Let's get it now. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. It's almost a throwback in a way. Because I don't know if he was pitching then, but you know, we're going to highlight Matt Harvey. Matt Harvey returned to Citi Field to face the Mets for the first time ever.
Right.
And he got there, and the Mets faithful, 8,000 strong because limited seating capacity in this COVID environment, gave him a standing ovation.
They did give Matt Harvey a standing ovation.
And gave him a nice, warm welcome.
As well they should.
Yeah. And it just, you know, unfortunately, he didn't have a great outing. Gave up 7 runs in 4 innings. But that's got to be a weird situation, isn't it? I mean, this guy was, he was on pace to be, what, the next Tom Seaver for the Mets organization?
Yeah, well, that's a big, you know.
I know, it's a big thing.
It's a big comparison. But, no, he was one of their stars who helped them to the World Series in 2015.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was a dark knight and all that.
Yeah, then it just, it was back when we had a lot of fun talking about that Mets crack medical team.
That's right, exactly.
So, but I thought it was a good moment. You know, it's one of those little tiny moments of, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, this is what sport's all about. He returns home. We've been talking about, you know, former players returning back to their roots and what kind of a ovation it's going to get. And here's one, just, you know, a little tease of what it's going to be. Hopefully we get Fuller Stadium soon. I would have loved to have seen, you know, I don't know how many, what, Citi Field probably holds about 40,000.
Yeah, about that. Yeah,
it would have been fun to hear the crowd with that many people welcoming.
Yeah,
back.
It was nice though for those who were in attendance to.
Yeah, everyone was on their feet for him.
Because he really did struggle. I mean, he was one of their aces, and then started to struggle, and then you know was sent away, and then you know it was kind of a, I don't know if it was bitter is not the right word, but it wasn't a great breakup between Harvey and the Mets, but good to see them respond. Because he did good things while he was there, especially early in his career.
God, he did
a lot of good things.
He was fantastic. Lights out.
Fantastic. Absolutely. So that was great.
So, yeah, his first return back. So,
all right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is there is a shortage in this country, Tony. I don't know if you've heard about it, that we need to really start paying close attention to.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A sauces.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. Chick-fil-A sauces are like, why? What's the ingredient they can't?
It's the supply chain. I don't know if it's getting to the factory where
they make
the sauces are made or getting it out to the restaurants.
Isn't it just ketchup and mayonnaise?
Well, it's all the sauces. I mean, ketchup is already going to be in limited capacity.
It's not just Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's not just Chick-fil-A sauce.
It's like ketchup and ranch.
It's the
ranch
Polynesian
and all this stuff.
Sauce. It's the ranch, the barbecue, the buffalo. They're cutting back. Usually, when you went there, they said, "Hey, can I get a sauce?" They would just like take a handful and just throw it in your bag. I don't know if maybe it was wasteful spending on their part. Now you might be limited to just one.
Got it. Okay.
One sauce. Per person.
Yeah, got it.
That's not a good thing.
Okay. Well, that's not good at all, because usually they can fill the bag up and they, you know, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Does Chick-fil-A charge for extra sauces?
No,
like
they
other
don't.
Fast food restaurants do?
No, that was the beauty of it, too. You can go back and say, hey, I want some more. And that Chick-fil-A sauce, I don't know. Have you ever gotten it? You can get a squeeze bottle of it.
Really?
Or you used to be able to get a squeeze bottle of it. They would just hand it over to you. If you said, hey, that, you know, I want like 5 Chick-fil-A sauce, instead of that little tear packet where usually some of it ends up on your fingers.
So why are we having supply chain problems with things?
I think it's, is this a COVID?
Well, let's go back. We've been kind of dealing with COVID for over a year. Have we not figured out how to still, like, we as a country, we've had a year to figure out how to get things to areas.
Right.
Okay. I ordered something on Amazon on Tuesday. Went on Amazon, needed something, found it, clicked it. It was delivered that day. I got it that day. I got it within 6 hours. like, or 7 hours. Why haven't we figured out how to bring dipping sauces to restaurants around the country? Like, what? So it's got to be more than just COVID, because we've all dealt with COVID. We've all figured out our way around COVID, right?
Yeah, and I can't imagine it had anything to do.
Is it workers not working? Is it like they're not making enough of it?
I think that might be it. Like, you know,
that might be it.
It was, you know, because a lot of these places had to shut down for a little bit. Remember, there was going to be a meat shortage, but that never really came about. Now there's a sauce shortage, and that, who knows about that?
Yeah, but again, that feels like a year ago. Like,
it
like,
does.
I feel like
it does. I don't know. Is this? That's why I'm just curious.
14 months into this pandemic,
is this just the repercussion?
I don't want a company to say, "Well, we're, you know, that COVID thing." Like, you've had a year plus to figure out how to figure out your business. I mean, maybe it's things I don't know about, but it just seems seems weird to blame the outbreak. Like, we're not in an outbreak anymore. Like, we're in the figure it out part of it.
It wouldn't have made a lot more sense. Like, say last April, they had to shut down the ketchup factory because of COVID, right?
And anything that happened in the first couple of months was fine. Most of Americans would be like, we get it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, a year later, it doesn't seem to be a valid excuse.
This is my thinking, is that they had to shut down the ketchup making factory, and they had enough supply to say, well, we can get us through a couple of months, but maybe that they put out more supply than they were making. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, I got you. Because,
you know, first thought was like, the recent supply chain or deliveries that we were dealing with was because of the freeze. And I got that. I was like, all right, you know what? There's no power in Texas. And there was issues where stores weren't getting fully stocked on stuff because they couldn't deliver because of, you know, the state was frozen and the country was frozen. I got that. But that was 2 months ago.
Well,
that doesn't make any sense to me now. And I don't believe the Chick-fil-A sauce factory was hacked. Other shortages around the country.
It seems like a weird thing to have shut down.
It does. It,
you know,
does.
Just
so,
like little sauce packages, we can't get them to people.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Was it maybe the little plastic containers are high demand? I don't know.
All right. What's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is that the Falcons released a season schedule wallpaper graphic for your desktop computer.
Yeah.
It had a nice image of a couple of the players, all except for one.
Matt Ryan or Julio Jones?
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones is not on it?
And the Falcon fans are up in rage about it, because what does that mean?
Why? Let me just point. I want to make something clear to teams. Stop doing this. Stop doing this. Just release your thing with your team right now. Don't do the anticipation. Don't do the, I'm going to put a season ticket book out there without the quarterback because we're not sure if he's coming back. Just put them on there, because at the moment you're printing the thing, he's on the team. He's part of the process. He's part of the organization. Stop doing the anticipation. Then just deal with it when it happens. You send out a schedule, a desktop wallpaper. Yay! Julio Jones should be on it right now. Yay! If he's not on the team in the next couple of weeks or months or after June 1st, send everybody a new one.
Yeah.
Right? Or just say, your updated Atlanta Falcons schedule wallpaper for your computer. It doesn't have Julio Jones anymore because we shipped him to Baltimore. I don't care. But right now, today, stop doing this Nostradamus thing where you figure out who's on the roster by the time we roll around for training camp.
And I think where people are really up in arms, because I think Younghoe Koo was on it, the kicker for the Falcons.
Right.
Was, you know, there as
opposed
to... Why
not? Because he was used a lot when they couldn't get in the end zone.
But... You know, I am with you. We had this with Dak Prescott. Was it last year?
Yeah, right? Yeah, Dak Prescott,
being
Russell
omitted.
Wilson. Like, all these teams are like, should we put them on the stupid pamphlet and paraphernalia? Just do it. And then, again, if it happens that the team trades them, go, well, what do you want?
What do you want
us to do?
He was on the team.
I do not get this. I do not get – I'd love to sit in a meeting – in a boardroom where these decisions are made by the publicity departments, right? Should we put Julio Jones? No. Why? I don't know. We don't know, but
gut feeling.
I think Coach Smith is going to trade him. Do we think that? Yeah, we kind of think that. what makes us think that? I don't know. Should, you know what? Let's be on the safe side and not put one of the most important Atlanta Falcons of all time on the wallpaper. Yeah, let's just not do that. Nobody will notice when we do that.
Or if you're unsure of it, why put players on there at all then?
Right, exactly.
If you're going to omit one player because you're unsure if he's going to be on the team, take all the players off, put a nice photo of the Falcons logo, maybe, because we know they're going to play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's not going to go away, right?
Right.
Can't omit the stadium. That's okay. Where they're playing. Put the stadium.
When you go here, I'll use a comparison. Okay. Let's say Judd Hirsch is starring in a Broadway play and you like Judd Hirsch and you want to go see him. So you're in New York and you see the poster. You're like, I love him. I think it'll be great. And you buy a ticket and Judd Hirsch is having the night off and his understudy's performing. You don't get your ticket back. You don't get your money back. That's it. That's the price you pay. So if you send out season ticket books or season ticket mailers, and you put the superstar on the mailer, and 2-3 months later, that guy's traded or he's a cut, casualty, whatever it may be, big deal. What are you worried about? Somebody calling you going, this guy was on my ticket booklet thing that you sent me, and I bought tickets, and he's not on the team. You go, that's football. That's what happens in football.
I want my money back.
We don't have any control over that. We're trying to sell you tickets. We put the players on there that are currently on the team as of the printing. When we get to the time where these decisions are made, What do you want from us? Buy tickets or don't?
Are the Packers going to release something and not have Aaron Rodgers on it?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe they will, and we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Exactly. Keep it simple. Just put the stars on there and let the chips fall where they may. That's what I'm saying.
Look at your roster now and just go off of that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or except maybe if you're Jacksonville, you knew you were going to get Trevor Lawrence before the draft. Maybe you started, pre-planning ahead, like, well, we're going to get Trevor. Let's just put Trevor on there.
Just start slapping Tebow's face on everything now. What the heck? Who cares?
That's what we're looking for, right?
Just slap him. Just send all this. Just make sure you find the wealthy Florida alumni page and start shipping out season ticket pamphlets to those people.
With banners.
Tebow's face all over it.
You know how you see banners hanging on light posts outside the stadiums as you're driving closer to the stadium? They all should just say Tebow time.
That's right. Just make it Tebow time.
Tebow time.
You. Trevor Lawrence is probably like, I thought I'd be the star of this team. Oh, silly boy. Welcome to Florida.
Not in Tebow's world.
No, not in Tebow's
world. Not in his hometown.
Exactly.
I don't even know if that is his hometown.
That's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along. Pat Donovan, WDAE, joining us in 15. We'll talk about the NFL schedule drops as we continue. Sports Map Radio.